What's that huge black arch?
That's called a torii. It's a formalized gateway that marks the entrance to a sacred area. It signifies the division of the secular and the spiritual worlds. This torii is called O-torii. O means big. It's the entrance to Oyunohara, the original site of Kumano Hongu Taisha.
How tall is it?
It's 33.9 meters tall and 42 meters wide. It's the biggest in the world.
Really? But 33.9 meters is pretty exact, isn't it?
Well, it was made that height on purpose. 3 times 3 equals 9. 9 is pronounced ku, and it's the same character in the family name of the chief priests of Kumano Hongu Taisha, Chief Priest Kuki.
What's it made of?
Well, the most common materials for a torii are wood and stone. But the sheer size of this one made that impossible, so they built it out of steel. It's quite an architectural feat. It weighs 172 tons and took about 6 months to make and 6 months to assemble.
It's kind of like a spiritual skyscraper, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. This torii is relatively new, being erected in the year 2000. But originally, not all torii were built like this, though. The oldest forms were believed to consist of either two posts with a sacred straw rope hanging in the middle, or simply four pieces of undressed wood. Under continental influence from China and Korea, some were painted and became more complicated. A good example of this is the tallest wooden torii in Japan, located in the ocean in front of Itsukushima Jinja, close to Hiroshima. It's also UNESCO World Heritage.
I really like it. Its size is overwhelming.
It's lit up during special occasions and festivals, like during the Kumano Hongu Taisha's festival from April 13th to 15th, the Yata no Himatsuri Fire Festival on the last Saturday of August, and during the New Year holiday.
I'll definitely have to come back and see it then.